Pastor Melvin Washington.
I want ministers this morning, and for a subject, I like to use steps to divine favor. Steps to divine favor. You know, there's favor, then there's divine favor. When you get this, when you step in God's divine favor, watch out. But it don't come automatically. It's something you got to appropriate. You got to be a God chaser. Hallelujah. I got lost out of it. Oh, they fixed it in the back. Okay. I receive. Praise you, Jesus. How many of you know that you can cause God to do something for you? You know, God ain't just going around just throwing out blessings. He blesses everybody, but I mean, sometimes you need something that you know you can't earn it, but you could appropriate it. The reason why you could appropriate it because you are God's child and you on the inheritance list. Because you're a child of God, everything that God owns, you got an inheritance. You got an inheritance. You know, the Bible talk about, I don't want to get off, but I need to set a foundation for where I'm going. In Ephesians 1, y'all know these scriptures, 1 verse 3, said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, the Bible say it's already done. Your blessings is already paid for. When Jesus went to the cross and died, every blessing you'll ever need in your lifespan has already been paid for. He said, has already blessed us. Has is a past tense word. It's already done. Say it's already done.
It's already done.
But you got to, and to say, it's in heavenly places. So you got to draw it out of heavenly places and make it manifest on the outside. Amen. Just for a little while, I got to talk about this because I don't want you to miss it. It's in heavenly places. I ain't say it's in heaven now. I say it's in heavenly places. In Christ. Read that text, say heavenly places in Christ. Well, you know, if you need to know this. Heavenly places is anywhere God is and the Holy Spirit is. That's heavenly places. Now watch it. You got to watch it. Because heavenly places is in you. You in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God has given us everything we need for to live a godly life. And live ahead of the crowd. You know what? Obviously, you know what Jesus said? I am come that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Abundant life lives in you. You got the abundant life producer live in you. His spirit. You know, Holy Spirit is the orchestrator and the administrator of all the blessing of God. I receive. Do I know you say? You look like somebody. Let me take you. Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, that's my man. That's Pastor Reverend Carter. Yeah, good to see you, son. Yeah, good to see you. But the heavenly places is you. See, we are the body of Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. We are what? Body of Christ. Other words, Christ lives in us. His spirit lives in us and God lives. Jesus said, if you love me, he said, my Father will, I'll love you and my Father will love you, and we'll come and make our abode in you. You believe the Bible? So we got to get this out of us. What's in it, as we need it, we got to draw from this inside. See, remember the other day I told you, live life from the outside, not from the outside. Live life from the inside out, not from the outside in. Hey, stranger, come see me today. Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm not preaching about what I'm talking about now, but I wanted to get this out again. I want you to know. 1 John 4 and 4 says, great is he that's in you, way in you. You got to know, you a bad mamma jamma. Yeah, you walk in victory. You got victory all on the inside of you. But you got to, it got to come out of you. But I got a text today. I was so glad Terry sung that song, I'm a God Chaser. Because I thought the message today wasn't going to fit you, but I see what God is doing. Because some of us think we'd have made it there. You ain't arrived yet. You haven't arrived yet. You got to be in the flow a certain way. See, because if you watch Jesus, he always did things a certain way. But let me look at this text now, because the text ain't lining up what I just told you. But I want to open your Bible to James chapter 4. And something in there, I want the Lord just pull that out and tell me to deal with this. And I'm going to deal with it. And I want to read from, I'm going to start at verse 6, because I don't want to get into all this other stuff up here about this sin issue and all that, adulteries and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to get into that, because most of us is on the other side of that. The sixth verse. Sixth verse in James chapter 4. And it reads, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Seventh verse says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Now this is where the Lord had pulled me to this scripture. This is the scripture he was pulling me to, this verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded, and be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter turn into mourning and your joy to heaviness. 10th verse, humble yourself in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Now, I want to talk about, I want to deal with that, drawing nigh to God. Oh, Lord. That's where we all, we're falling short there. We're not drawing nigh enough. Lord Jesus, I know some of you ain't want to hear this, but and this is not my message. You're not drawing nigh to God. And I told you, Terry was telling you, you got to be a God chaser. See, because if you're gonna draw nigh to God, in some places you ain't gonna want to go. See, God will go in the fiery bunny, in God will go in the lion den. See, God want us to put him in his proper place. I'm going to give you another scripture. I'm going to give you just to keep you in this vain. Matthew 6:33 says, not faith. See, because so many other things pull you. Some of y'all gonna look for you, the person you normally sit by, you, and they might not be here today. They forgot they're supposed to be chasing God and chasing behind by your classes. See, you got to look when you're really chasing after God, you can't let nothing or no one pull you from chasing after God. Now, let me tell you something. Lord Jesus, when you get in your proper place, nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lack. How many you want to get there? I know I do. I haven't arrived yet, and I'm on my way, though. And I don't want to, I want y'all to learn how to, you're going to have to cut some of these other things short. We got to put our priorities in the right place. And you got to watch it because people will pull you. Even people will pull you. You got to be mindful how strong your love is with God. And the only way you're gonna be able to deal with that, you got to understand how much God loves you. See, if you ever come to grips, if you start focusing in on how much God love you, you know, the Bible says all have sinned. You know, we live some crazy lives. But God, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, He died for us. While we were sinners, He died for us. Otherwise, we didn't do nothing to impress Him. But I tell you what, I'm going to try to do. Since He did that for me, I'm going to live the rest of my life trying to let Him know I appreciate what He done, and what He done is not in vain. But in this text, it says, draw nigh to Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I want you to get this. What did it say? Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh. Otherwise, He said, I done did everything for you. I done paid for everything for you. And everything is already set. But now I'm going to respond to you. He said, now if you draw nigh to me, if you turn your back on me, if you serve me halfway, half-ass, ass ain't no bad word, anybody ever heard that before? You know, I want to get your attention. Now, if that scripture is so, listen at that. That's a promise from God. God said, if you make up your mind to come to me, I'll come to you. The old folks say He'll meet you halfway. He said, the old folks say, if you make one step, But we want to sit at home in our luxury mansion that God had blessed us with, and then we want God to serve us when we were supposed to be serving Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God is patterning, is your blessing is hanging on how you respond to God. Through that voice. He said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh. Other words, you're going to make me do something if you do something. And if you ignore me, guess what? I'm going to ignore you. He said, I love those that love me. Now, if you don't love me, why this? God is a love. We know he loves us, but why this? But I already respond to you. I showed you my love was unconditional when you caused you to get where you at. You know, we cheering of God now. If you're saved, you're a child of God. And we're shortchanging God by the way we handle him. That's gonna be the Amplified Bible, am. Seek, that's Matthew 6. Seek, but seek, aim, strive after. See, just because the road is rough, that don't mean you got to turn around. Jesus, just think about what Jesus did for you. How about when he went in the garden to pray? He said, Lord, if it be possible, take this cup. But he said, nevertheless. See, that's what you got to say. If the road is rough, you got to say, nevertheless. We want, Lord help me, we want something like, I hear a saying, we want the cake, the ice cream, and we want to eat it too. Yeah. You know, I mean, God Almighty, how many of you in here, you see what I'm talking about? You know, God have done so much. The Bible said, greater love have no man than this. It's time for us to respond properly. He said, let me, because there are some steps in here. There are some promises in here. Submit yourself. That seventh way. Submit yourself. Therefore to God. I'm hearing something. Submit yourself, therefore. Now, I just made that statement, right? But think about all the other statements I've already made. You got to hook this together. I told you how what all he have done for you and how good he been to you. Now say therefore. Yeah. See, now you're see how it paint a picture now? See, it's not asking you to submit yourself to God. It's telling you first to tell you what he done for you. Now he tell you this is why you ought to submit to him. God, Jesus. Some of us don't feel like we got no reason to submit to him. You're highly mistaken. See, when you submit to God, that's a step to divine favor. You hear what I say? You're putting God in a position where he can load you down with his favor. See that word grace, you know, I read the sixth verse, I think somewhere in there, see, giving more grace. That grace is favor. That grace word is interchangeable with favor. Other word is something God got to do that you can't do for yourself. God will give you divine favor. If I pull some of you in here, and you be honest with me, I can show you God using favor for you, had his favor on you. Some of y'all wasn't here Wednesday night, but Terry had a testimony. And our husband, both of them had favor. Nothing but you can't tell me. How many of you was here Wednesday night? Tuesday night. That was what happened. That was nothing but favor. And let me just put this out here, because I don't want you to say it can't happen to me. Why? God is no respecter of persons. God don't love one of his child better than you do the other child. So it's something you got to do. You don't, wait a minute. Oh, I ain't know this is coming up now. See, but y'all know what Terry do. It's something in that, something she doing that's pleasing God. See, you can't. We've been too long just trying to do enough to get by. Just enough to get by. Keep my name on the church roll. That's out. We live in the last days now. I'm telling you, and God is ready to pour out his blessing like never before, but you got to qualify. Yeah. He ain't gonna run you down for to bless you. You need to run him down where he can bless you. Oh Lord, So here we see we gotta draw nigh to God. And then we see what'll happen. He'll draw nigh to us. I tell you what, when you start drawing nigh to God, some of your friends you're gonna lose. And watch this. And when you lose a friend, it's like some weight is lost off, dropped off of you. Yeah. Why? Because they was the devil was using them. They have tormented you and you didn't know it. They're pulling you away from your blessing. You better get to a place where you got to make some decision by yourself. You got to worry about it. And I'm trying, you can't please people and God. You please God and the people ain't having to dog them. Later. Peace. How y'all do that? It's got to happen, y'all. Let me see. That's submit to God. You got to. You can't hold back when you submit to God. Your whole being, everything within you, you got to be ready to. God want to take us on some faith excursion. Yeah, take y'all on some, we want to follow God in a way where we can see what he's doing. No, you just got to follow and then watch what God do. You can't, the Lord wants you to do something and you sent out a freeze. Well, how that was? You sent out a freeze. Lord, is that you? Do this, do this. You need, look, you can, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to grow up to a place where you know God and you know when God's talking to you. We got to stop being little babies. We got to grow up. The reason why, now I don't want you to take this as a lesson of beating you down or whipping you. It's serious business now, so we got to get serious. You can't turn your TV on and you always got killing or something terrible is going on. See, this morning, I ain't put no TV on, because it messed with you. It messed with you. You see, it's always, and it's trying to keep you in a position. You worry about this and you worry about too much. And it's going to take your mind off of him. We want to be focused. You got to stay focused. Say, touch the person next to you and say, stay focused. Yeah, you got to stay focused. God is on the move. Hallelujah. Let me see. Seven, where you submit yourself, therefore, resist the devil. The devil. Talking about a defeated foe. See, some of y'all, although God and Satan are at war, we don't need to wait until the end to see who win. God has already won. He's already won. And if God already won, then we got what? Go ahead, Ronnie. Go ahead and say, we got the victory. We're not trying to win the victory. It's already won. It's already out. And we're trying to figure out, and most of us, when you're going through something, trying to figure out how you're going to get out of it and how you're going to come out on top. Just get close to God. I remember back in the day, that was long years ago, when I was a young teenager. I see too many teenagers in here at Mary. When I was outside, when I was her age, I used to catch whipping. When mother wanted to whip me, I get close to her. And she couldn't draw back, she couldn't hit me that hard. So when you're going through something, that's the time to draw close to God. Get close to him. And guess what? The enemy knows he's the one that whipped him, so he ain't coming. Resist the devil, he's going to flee. He got to go. You done got close to God? He can't say that. You don't want to be around somebody that done already put some knots, some hickeys on your head. I'm trying to get you to see this, because we're not getting a clear picture of who we are and whose we are. You got to know who you are. You're a child of God. And you got to know that God is your father. He owned everything. And he's, oh Lord. You know that scripture, I'm just going all over the world, but that's all right. Ephesians 3:20. Y'all know that scripture. Let me see if I can quote it out. But what it is? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that acts of things. Now, you go over that, but you now watch the most important part. You don't know it. No, the angel asked for, according to the power that working it, working where? Where the power working at? See, is it you looking for something you already got? You're looking for the power already here. See, it's calling to that power. You got the power on the inside you. That's why you got to live life from the inside out, not from the outside in. You got all the help you need. What more help you need? Don't be like the man. The guy hit him a few times, knocked him down, and he run in the woods, running and hiding. And the brother and them caught him the next day. I said, man, where your gun was? In my pocket. He forgot he had it. See, sometimes you don't know what you got. Then you call, oh, I don't want to get on some of y'all. I know some of y'all probably feel in that trap. You calling somebody to help you, and they need help on me. When you need help, you're supposed to do Hebrews 4:16. You got to go to the throne of grace. That you might find help in a time of need. You need help? Go to the throne of grace. As a throne room, we can go into. Fall on your face. Call out to him. And he said, I answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Hallelujah. It's good to deal with this. Although God and Satan are at war, we don't need to wait until the end to see who wins. God has already defeated Satan. Look at Colossians 2. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna learn how to win up in here. Colossians 2. I'm gonna read at 11:13. Whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, in putting off the body of sin and of the flesh. The circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcised of your flesh, have he quickened. What? He quickened. We've been quickened. When we accepted Christ and was baptized, we was quickened at baptism with Christ. At our baptism, we are being baptized unto his death, like as Christ died, and then was raised from the dead, and death didn't have no more power over him. We are quickened with Christ. We are, oh God, Jesus. We have been partakers of Christ. So that's why Jesus said, the work I do shall ye do, and greater work. Why? Because you taking my place. Everything that Christ operated in whilst he was on the earth, we are equipped with the same, with all of that. That's why it talks about if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from, I like K, K, what is it? Caleb, what is it? Same power. We got the same power on the inside of us as Jesus had on the inside of him. Now that don't put, now you're not, you're not equal with him, but you're on a level with him, a level with him, but he's the first fruit. See, he's the first one. So we are made in his image and his likeness. So at any, let me say this. You say, well, because I know what you're saying. If I got all this, why I can't do this, I can't do it. See, you got to be, you got to submit to him. See, it's submission. The power ain't operating in you until you really submit it. And why this? And he's not going to allow us to operate in Satan power, because all the time we ain't following him. We want to do our own thing. And then we'll be using that power, and it won't be for our own purpose. See, everything, God got us set up. I ain't operating in you until you really submit it. And why this? And he's not going to allow us to operate in Satan power, because all the time we ain't following him. We want to do our own thing. And then we'll be using that power, and it won't be for our own purpose. See, everything, God got us set up where he could accomplish his will through us. That's why Philippians 2:12 say, where is Christ in us? Read that. Yeah, you know what I'm on.
Therefore, my dear one, as you have always obeyed my suggestion, so now, not only with the enthusiasm you show in my presence, but much more because I am absent. Work out, cultivate, carry out the goal, and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling. Self-distrust, serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might offend God and discredit the name of Christ.
So, read that. I didn't. 12. It is God that worketh in you both to, he give you, watch this, he give you a desire to do something for him, and then after he give you the desire to do something for you, then he do it through you. See, he give you a desire, he say, I want you to go to the hospital, and you decide to go for him, then while you're going for him, he'll use you. Like he used Paul, see, God need a flesh hand. Oh, Lord Jesus. God need a flesh hand to touch somebody with. See, because you know God is a spirit. So he can't touch, he need a hand. See, that's the reason he took a liking to us. Because he wanted us to, like this, he wanted us to do a job down here for him. But I almost want to go back to Matthew now. But see, we are, instead of us putting God God desires out. We worry about what we can get. We too concerned about ourselves, and your priority is God, not you. You handle God's business. Yeah, God got your business. How many in here? How many of you in here think you could do a little bit of that, a little bit more of that? You know, back to the same, it's just like the soup warm roll over again. I don't have to do this, but I want you to have it. I'm not preaching where you say, "Ooh, Pastor Joe, preacher done my message." No, I don't want that. I want you to be able to get a grip to what I'm saying and function in it. See, because you can't parakeet. This is not a parakeet thing. What you mean, Pastor? This is not a parakeet thing. What about them boys' name that went and the devil jumped on them? Sons of Seba. They went to try to do what Paul did. They were parakeet. Otherwise, see, parakeet is, you know, a parakeet, you're just saying what somebody else said. No, it can't be that. It got to be, and ain't nothing wrong with repeating what somebody said. But you got to be wearing it. It got to be in you. Anybody can parakeet. But I want some good results. Say good results. This is how you're going to get some good results when we submit to God like we're supposed to. I ain't dead but one place. How can we draw closer to God, nigh to God? There's five suggestions. Submit to God. The next one is recognize that you need His forgiveness. And be willing to follow Him. Wherever you lead, Lord, I'll follow. That's easy to say. I never will forget that day when I left my job. The Lord said, quit. It took me a little while that day. But for that day, I had quit. And I tell this testimony all the time. See, another thing is here, I'm gonna get a belt. I'm going to start whipping somebody if they don't testify with all the God is doing something in your life, you need to testify. That's your testimony will help strengthen somebody else. I was going somewhere though. Well, before I got over there, well, backed off from there. Yeah, it took me a while to quit my job, but why this? And I'm always talking about it, but it's so, when you see God in action, in your life doing something, and you look back, you can see how awesome it was after you done a while and pace. Now see, I can't forget this. This was so awesome. I'll never forget. I was in the office and my boss said, "Mary, what your wife say about you quitting your job?" My answer was, "She don't know." Too many times we're trying to get a witness. You want somebody to agree with you. If God done told you something, you don't need nobody to agree with you. You got God saying, you just go ahead and do what God say. In the natural, I would have said, but thank God, God had graced me. And God saw that I was sincere. And see, once God find out you really real, You in for a ride. But watch out. You don't know where you're going to end up. You don't know where you're going. You don't know a lot of things, but you're following. Lord Jesus. How many of you can really follow in the blind? You know, boy, this is real. Jesus' 12 disciples. Jesus' 12 disciples, they had been following him for a long time. But when it come down to it, they all left him. Peter told me, Lord, I'll die for you. I'll die with you. See, words is easy. Anybody can say words. But when can they really count on you? Peter, they got Jesus going to take him from different judgment seats. And Peter out there warming himself by the fire. And somebody said, I recognize you. You one of them. And no, I don't even know that. There are going to be some times in your life that you're going to have to speak up on God's behalf. And to do you good, it would be a good thing if you would, listen to me good, if you would purpose in your heart, really, to give him your best shot. Because your life is speaking, then you can go places now. You can't go nowhere and nobody don't know you. Sometimes people want to hide, you know. But you don't know who, you don't know who. And Lord have mercy. If you got a little age on you, like I got a little age on me, I see y'all in the store sometimes, I can hardly know y'all. And y'all know me real good. The reason why I don't know y'all sometimes because I'm in another zone. See, my mind is always heavenly bound. I'm always meditating on the scriptures and, oh Lord, let me go ahead on with this. What are we talking about? Step to divine favor. What the last one I told you? Recognize you need forgiveness. Because see, look, listen to this. It's so easy to miss it. So don't get puffed up and say, well, not me. I don't need no forgiveness. Yeah, you done missed it somewhere down the line. You missed it. No. Somewhere down the line. You just missed it when you said that. You just missed it when you said that. Because you got to recognize that this is not character, putting sin in different categories. You got to understand sin is sin. Somebody, you know, I don't commit no adultery. Well, if you're lying, it's just what is committing adultery. You miss one, you know, they're all important. So you got to always have stand in a position where you need forgiveness. You need it. That's the key. You got to be quick draw. You got to always cover yourself. Sometimes you sin and don't know it. When he's talking about sin, it meaning you missed the bullseye. You shot the rabbit in the foot instead of in the heart. So we want to be a sticker. And the thing about it is, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Now it's got something in here I want to read it to you. Is it? That second one, I told you, recognize that we need forgiveness. The other one is resist the devil. See, resisting the devil is if you submit it to God, if they submit it to God, you're resisting the devil all the time. Because everything he's asking you to do is opposite from what God is telling you to do. So if God is telling you to do this and you're doing this, then he ain't got no play. Give the devil no play in your life. Don't allow him to entice and tempt you. Cleanse your hand and purify your heart. That is, lead a pure and clean life. Be cleansed from sin. Replace it with God's purity. Let there be no tears. Let there be tears of sorrow. Look, see, when you repent, when you ask for forgiveness, really you need to have your heart bringing you under a conviction. And sometimes you're even weeping and crying, watching. You ain't laughing and joking, but no, you're sorry. You got a heartfelt sorrow. I done let this get in between me and God. I got to get this out. This interrupting my communication with God. This is interfering, Lord Jesus. This is interfering with my blessing. Yeah, see, because some people think they're getting away with it because ain't nothing bad happen. Ain't nothing bad got to happen, it's just you miss out on a lot of stuff that you wasn't. Hallelujah. Let me rush through this. I'm going to give you Joshua 1:8. It said, we're talking about step to divine favor. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and then. Some of you don't, you need to start reading your Bible more. Let this be your daily bread. I don't understand. Anybody, you don't have to understand. You just keep reading. You just keep reading, keep feeding. You don't understand. When you eat them beans and rice, that you're gonna be, you'll make you stronger, but you do it. Well, you, see, the word is your spiritual food. See, a lot of us, a lot of y'all, I'm gonna get out of that one. A lot of y'all is you're not eating enough spiritual food. Now, the next one is, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, thou shalt meditate therein. You know, that's one of the, for divine favor to come upon you. He said, meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do. See, it's not about quoting the scripture. It's about being a doer of the scripture. He said, And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. What kind of success? Good success. See, there's success, and then there's good success. I want to flow into good success. So this good success come from being a sticker for the word, meditating on it day and night. You want to be a doer of the word as much as lies in you. Now, we all come short, but back to a statement I made. Don't do the bare minimum. I mean, act like the church can't go on without you. You know, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that because I don't want to try to put nothing like me and my wife is doing so much. But I don't know, last time I had a real vacation. I remember, and I got to watch it. See, people will pull you. I'm going to say that over and over. People will pull you. They want you to do this. They'll have 1,000 things for you to do, and all they're doing is cutting you with your time with. But you got to, oh Lord, help me with this. You got to wean yourself away from them. See, because they've been used to it so long. They've been used to you calling you for everything, doing everything. But you know, sometimes you just got to say no. All your answers can't be yeah, yes ma'am, and all that. What you pointing over here at her? You, a mirror ought to be doing that to you, not you doing it to her. get off. Now, Mary's blessed. This blessed Mary, this not Mary, this blessed Mary. No, love her to death. You love her, but you don't love her to death. You know, you love her past death and all that. You just love her. You just love her. Love her for life, not death. Hallelujah. Now, I showed you Joshua. Let me give you another one. Turn to Psalm 1. That's another one how to walk in divine favor. It blesses the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditate day and night. It's always like this. Always see. You know, Lord is something, boy. We just got to reading Joshua say, meditate. What did he say? See, it ain't no slacking up time. Ain't no slacking up time. I use another old slang. All of mine is the devil's workshop. So you need to keep yourself in the atmosphere of God, in the presence of God at all times. Because listen to me. You might not believe this, but you need him all the time. You need you don't want a minute to go by. You need him all the time. It says, blessed is the man that walking down the cross, no sin seasons come, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth the fruit in the season. And at least you're not with her. And whatsoever he does, shall prosper. They say might, shall prosper. See, God, number 23:19 said, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said he didn't do it, if he spoke it, he'll make it good. See, all the promises of God is yea and amen. God stands behind his promise. God is faithful. Now, when it comes down to unfaithfulness, do this. That's where the unfaithfulness comes in. We are unfaithful. God is faithful. Thank God he's faithful. God love you. Do this. God love me. Yeah. See, you got to always, oh Lord Jesus, you got to always keep this running through you because the enemy tell you, God don't love you. You know what you did last night. You know what you just did. You don't pay your tithe. You ain't been to church. God still love you. He just wants you to wake up and smell a coffee. Well, I'm trying to get something woody. Every now and then get something woody to throw out there. You know, we got to come to grips with who we serving. We're not serving the President of the United States or the Queen of Sheba. We talking about God, y'all. Man who made us know all about us. How many of you want to walk in God's divine favor? Well, press. Press a little harder. Push a little harder. Now, I don't want nobody to go off and jump off in the river and tell me that God's going to save me. No, I don't want that. Just use common sense. You know what I mean? And listen to the Spirit of the Lord. Say the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah, let the Spirit of the Lord talk to you, lead and guide you. Tell me about that sign you saw. What it was, a sign or you heard?
No, I was passing by and I heard the Holy Ghost.
See the Holy Ghost, somebody said, I don't know. Pastor always talking about the Lord talking to him, the Holy Ghost. I'm scared of him. I'm scared of you. If the Holy Ghost ain't talking to you, I'm scared of you. You scared of you ought not be scared of me if the Holy Ghost is talking to me. You ought to be scared of me if the Holy Ghost not talking to me. That's the time to be scared. Don't be scared of somebody the Holy Ghost is talking to. Yeah, he wanna be your friend. He wanna talk with you. He wanna walk with you and talk with you and tell you you're his own. Ain't that good? One more other thing I'm going to tell you. I ain't reading none of my notes. But one other thing I want you to tell you. I don't want you to ever forget it. God will never leave you. God will never leave you. He's there. You can turn your back on him, but he ain't going to turn his back on you. And once we come to grips that we need him, that's Paul down and say, Lord, talk about yourself like somebody talking about you that don't know you. I mean, empty out your heart to him. I'm trying to give you some good information here. Don't lie to God. Just be truthful to God. You can lie to people now. We try to make ourselves look good for people. But when you get on your knees and talking to God, why you can lie to him? He know all about you. And nothing you did that he don't know about. He know what you're thinking right now. So be honest with God. Honor God. That's the scripture there. Those who honor me, I honor. So, you know, think about it. God is like this. Keep this in mind. God is like this. We started with the text in James 4:8, I think it is. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. It's keep that in more than, take that out of that context and you put it in another context where it say, if I don't love him, he don't love me, but he do love you. He loved you while you was in sin. He loved you. The reason why Jesus came, because he loved you. God so loved the world, he gave. He made a way out for us. Now all we have to do is accept this way out. What you mean is accept his way out? The way out is accepting Jesus. Don't turn your back on him. I mean, develop a close relationship with him. That's my closing remarks. If you're in here today and you never accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, I want to give you an opportunity today. All right?